Have you ever said thank you to ChatGPT? Have you ever said I love you to ChatGPT? Well, your soulmate could soon cause a blackout as power-hungry data centers across the country do their thing. In the studio with us today to let me know whether I should be saying thank you and I love you to my ChatGPT, we're speaking with Johanna Lim from the United States Study Center to talk to us about how data centers are straining Australia's energy grid and what should be done about it. Johanna, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Why do the data centers powering AI, why do they use so much electricity and what exactly is it that they're doing?
Yeah, so data centers are essentially these physical specialized facilities that store and manage IT infrastructure. And so this includes servers like computers, storage, and networking equipment. And they store, process, and transmit large amounts of data. They're the backbone of our digital economy, so underpinning our digital lives. So not only ChatGPT access, but access to the cloud, the internet, banking apps, healthcare systems, transportation, and everything digital.
Okay.
And the main reason that they're very energy hungry or energy intensive are for two key reasons. The first is the IT load, which is used to support the computing and data processing task.
Yeah.
And this is largely driven by data center customers and end users. So like us when we stream or when we use the internet or access ChatGPT. The other aspect is the infrastructure load, which is used to power like these non-IT systems, namely things like cooling, because servers generate a lot of heat.
Yes.
And so because of that, you need more energy to support the cooling down of these servers.
I think they use a lot of water as well.
Yes.
And you tell us these centers are expanding enormously across the nation. Yes. With multi-billions in tech company investments. Will our energy grids be able to keep up with this demand?
Yeah, so the grid is currently able to meet the current demand, but I guess as more people use AI for more complex tasks, this can cause a strain. And so I think right now is where we are needing critical like policy design and very targeted policy design to manage this and to create more energy that is especially sourced from renewable sources.
Okay, I was just going to ask about the renewable sources thing because obviously we've got renewable energy targets. How does all of this impact upon our renewable energy targets? Does it set them back or?
Yeah, so actually Australia's new climate target that was recently announced was a 62 to 70% cut below the 2005 levels by 2035. And now this is lower than the 65 to 75% range that was proposed initially by the Climate Change Authority last year. And one of the cited reasons for this was the rapid expansions of data centers and the unpredictability of AI.
Unpredictability. I like that. I'm like AI in that respect. Data centers and energy companies, is there things that they can be doing to more effectively managing this huge demand?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the key ways is through this mechanism called the demand response. So there's an opportunity where data centers and energy operators work together. So for example, when the energy grid's demand is high, they can do this response and data centers are able to shift their power use or computing to another time where, which can help ease pressure on the grid.
Okay. Johanna Lim from the United States Study Center, you've been blessed with natural intelligence, so you probably don't need to access artificial intelligence as much as I do. With all this extra money and power and the strain on the environment, is AI worth it, do you think? I know that's a very big question, but would you suggest that our access and ease of use of AI is worth all the energy that it's taking to run it?
Yeah, I think this is like a really important question. And, you know, like AI is already out and it's been a technology that's been there for decades, but has just accelerated with these large language models and generative AI models. And I think, you know, like the rhetoric right now, especially in policy, is the ability for AI to help small businesses increase productivity and help the economy. So I think the way to address this is, you know, adopting these digital services and adopting AI, but we need to make sure that we have the policy mechanisms to support that.
Okay, so the policy is a very important part of this. Johanna Lim from the United States Study Center, thank you for joining us here today to demystify what's happening with these data centers, how they're affecting our energy and renewables. Would it be okay to keep you on the Rolodex, which is sort of like a non-AI way I keep in touch with contact with all of our wonderful guests here to get you back on? Because, I mean, I imagine probably one of the best things with your job is that there's something new every day there happening.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
All right, thank you.